Maestro Tito Munoz, it's good to see you again.
Yeah, likewise.
You were saying you had kind of an interesting off season.
I did. Yeah. Well, this summer was nice. I actually have a nice relationship with the St. Paul Chamber Orchestra, and so after our final concert here, I flew out to St. Paul and finished their season for them. Okay. Actually, I also teach a little bit. I work with the students at the Kinhaven Music School, which is a summer camp.
Okay.
For their main program is a high school program, essentially, and it's a sleepaway camp in Vermont.
You say that and triggers the first conversation we had about your own youth and getting turned on to music and your own education.
That's correct.
This is not a road you saw always.
Well, no, actually. But funny enough, this particular camp I went to, actually, when I was a kid. And then downtime, of course, being home and vacation. You know, everyone needs a little bit of that every once in a while. So
when you come to setting up the last time we talked about setting up a season at length was really your first season that
correct.
You had your hands on completely.
Yes.
Third season, you know, realities are what they are, but you've got some... Well, there's a lot of standards here.
Yes.
But what's really cool is some of the artists that I haven't seen playing with the symphony. You've got the new Uzbek pianist who's going to be here this week. How did you put it all together?
It's a very, very slow and exhausting process, actually. Every concert has a little bit of variety. Every concert has something that people can really sink their teeth into that I think appeal to a lot of people. And almost every concert has something that people probably haven't heard before.
You're giving us things. I'm thinking some of these composers you probably know. So you bring that and you pair that with Stravinsky. You pair that with something that we know the audience is going to show up for.
Right.
So it's not that bitter pill.
The thing about the new music, about the contemporary music, just as the cliche of classical music is to relax, which we know is not the case. I mean, sure, there's relaxing classical music. There's also relaxing pop music. There's relaxing every kind of music. I always remind people also of the great critiques of the Eroica Symphony when it was first premiered that, you know, people thought it was terrible. Mm. And there was another piece, and I can't remember the composer's name, but another piece on that program that where the Eroica was premiered that was praised. That was the one that was praised by the critics. And the critics...
And you don't remember the name.
I don't remember the name. Here you go, of course. And the critics panned the Beethoven, and I remember a particular quote was similar to what we hear now of contemporary music, which is, it's too intellectual, it's too jarring. The accents and the harmonies are just too jarring, and that's the Eroica Symphony that we're going to play this season. So, you know, it's a really interesting thing. Yeah, and all of contemporary music that I program are things that I actually like very much. I think is good. I think deserves to be heard. And I also make it a point to bring out the composers whenever I can.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the case this week. Nina Young, who wrote the opening piece Remnants, she wrote it a few years ago for the American Composers Orchestra, and she will be here.
So the opening concert this year is Beethoven 5. And the first thing I thought there, because you read the concert explanation, it's the dynamic performance of, you know, I haven't heard it yet. But it again made me think of when you came, how you envisioned shaping the sound of the orchestra. What was great, what you wanted to change, and now Beethoven 5. Is it time?
Sure. I think Beethoven is important for the orchestra to do all the time. The orchestra, we've gone through two seasons already of work, and I think we're there. We're there for a lot of different repertoire, a lot of different kinds of repertoire, which we're going to explore this season.
So you mentioned the new piece Remnants. Beethoven ends the concert, right?
Yes.
And in between is Rachmaninoff.
Rachmaninoff.
So here you've got the lyrical high point. Really, does he get more lyric than this?
Oh no, for sure. I mean, you definitely have the very famous variation, the very famous one that everybody knows.
Well, and people think variations are easy. You've got a melody, just play with it.
Yeah, right. No,
they're tough to construct.
Tough to be so vastly varied in emotion, in key, in pitch, and all of these things. And so, and we have a really hot shot pianist that's going to play it. So I'm very, very excited.
Yeah, well, the Uzbekistan star who in 2009 won the London competition.
Yes, yes.
Behzad Abdurahimov. I can't believe that anybody, well, you're a young guy too, but what is he, 25 now?
Yeah, he's younger than me, and he's an enormous talent. Actually, I didn't even know of him until one of our musicians actually brought him up in a meeting, and so I did a little homework, and I looked him up, and I thought, no, we got to get this guy in, especially now, because we're not going to be able to afford him soon, so, you know,
that's the CDs are out there, so.
Absolutely, he's doing really, really well, and so I'm really excited that he's going to play the piece.
Well, a lot to look forward to,
yeah.
And I do want to sit down again soon.
Absolutely.
Maestro, thanks so much.
Thank you, Sterling, I appreciate it.